Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Morning. Doing well. Doing well.
We want to change things up. We don't want to do the usual kind of, you know, how's Miami? How's Tannehill? How's playing in the heat? What would you like to discuss today? What would float your boat, Rob, you'd like to talk about today?
What should we talk about? Let's see. How about your holiday? How was your holiday? You guys do anything good?
Ate too much. Fell asleep on the couch and had to rally to get up to watch you guys at night. I wish you had the middle of the day game.
How about that Saints-Atlanta game? Let's talk about that. What did you guys think about that last night?
This is one of your former teams, correct?
Yeah. This is one of my former teams.
Well, do you still have friends on the Saints? Were you rooting for the Saints?
You know, I was rooting for them. You know, I feel like I do have a couple of friends on that team still. But, you know, with the way they started out this season, I kind of wanted to see them turn it around a little bit. But, you know, Atlanta's a tough team, and they played well last night.
Do you think Breeze is in Brady's class, or is Brady in a class of his own?
I think Tom definitely, has a very distinct class, but I think Drew's, he's pretty close. I mean, he's one of those guys that can just, go on the field and pretty much take over a game, So, I mean, they're both dangerous, don't get me wrong on that.
Rob, from a performance standpoint, what does Brady possess that Breeze doesn't? What's the little edge that sets him above, other great quarterbacks in the league? If you have him ranked, above Manning, maybe a little bit, above Eli a little bit, above Breeze, what's Tom do that they don't do?
I think that Tom, in any given situation, just is able to keep, that competitive drive and, and a level head. He gets fired up, and at the same time, he understands what he needs to do at the end of the game to, make that final drive. And it seems like as the game goes on, he just gets better, just because he's, looking at the pictures on the sideline, seeing the things that they're doing during the game, and then in that fourth quarter, he's just, pretty much, unstoppable.
Do you think playing quarterback in the National Football League is the hardest job in all of sport?
Yeah, it's funny. Last night I was thinking of it, I was on my couch, I was watching the game, and I was trying to imagine, making a check on the line of scrimmage, looking at the safety, seeing what was going on in a particular play, and then having to throw a perfect pass, with people in your face, and, you only have a split second to make the right decision, and it was just kind of, I was doubting my abilities.
It's almost as if the mental aspect of playing quarterback in this league is more difficult than the physical aspect, in terms of knowing what all 10 guys beside you on the field are supposed to do. Checkdowns, as you said, changing a play, recognizing protections, recognizing blitzes, calling max protection, all that sort of stuff. And it strikes me, not odd, but I note that when I see a quarterback under center and he looks over and somebody's like a little bit out of position and he points and says, back up off the line of scrimmage or go in motion or whatever the case may be, that the brain power obviously speaks for itself.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And then you got to remember which way to turn and hand the ball off.
Was that a shot at Sanchez?
Maybe a little.
Did you think that was funny?
Definitely. that was one of those, comments that was, it wasn't directed towards Sanchez. It was definitely just a quarterback comment.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done and got caught on tape in a football game, Rob?
Most embarrassing thing I've done in a football game.
Did you ever run your face into some lineman's ass?
No, I've never done that. You know, there's been a few times. I'll go back to the Cleveland game a couple of years back. It was it's one of those things that when you're a football player, in the back of your head, you know that there's a tape, there's film being put on you, mm-hmm. That people are going to watch this after the game's over. So if you make a bad play or a kind of an embarrassing play, the first thing that pops in your head is, damn, I hope they don't get that on tape. So I think Cleveland, I think they ran like the fumble rooski. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
In Cleveland?
Put the ball on the ground. Right.
Or they just had a guy hiding behind the line of scrimmage and they obviously didn't give it to him. They faked it to him. And then I think Cribbs took it the other way. Well, I was the only person that went for the fake on the whole team. So, that was one of those moments where they scored, and literally didn't want to go back to the sideline. I just wanted to stand right there and not take the extreme vocal that I was about to get from the coaches on the sideline.
And I assume that shows up in film session in the next week, correct? Is it pointed out to you?
Oh, yeah. The next day, it's right there. You know, it's right in your face. So, you know, or there's a couple times where, you know, somebody jukes you a little bit and you fall on your face. You know, it's not a good thing either. But that's part of football. I guess you just kind of deal with it, you know.
Hey, as you know, a few of your teammates have been nabbed for testing positive for banned substances. I'm wondering, a guy like you, you're undersized now, at least when you're rushing the passer. How much legal stuff do you take, and how careful are you when you go to GNC and you're getting your protein powders and your vitamins? Are you worried that
one question? What's undersized though? 6'3", 260. That's undersized.
Well, only when you're going against a right or left tackle, I would say, isn't it?
I mean, there's a lot of DNs that are 260 out there. I'm just, you know, trying to clear that up. But I would like to say I'm average size.
All right, average. I was giving you credit. You know, you're just like Jermaine Cunningham. You guys got to go against some big dudes.
Yeah,
and I guess,
I mean, big trees fall hard, right?
Did you? I mean, how naturally? How big are you? I mean, if you didn't lift, if you
naturally,
didn't drink,
if I didn't lift, that'd probably be 240, 235.
So you've got like 20, 25 pounds of muscle. Is that, I know you lift, but is that a lot of protein shakes and a lot of legal supplements?
You definitely, you know, I definitely never go to GNC and just buy anything. You know, obviously that wouldn't be the smart thing to do because, you know, these companies just kind of put a whole bunch of stuff together and call it something and then, you know, people try it and then they get in trouble. So, you know, I try to stick to everything that's, you know, you look on the label and it says, you know, it'll say approved through college or professional approved, you know, and then that's the stuff you take. So, you know, you can't take too much stuff. It's not really going to help you that much. You just, you know, nothing, you know, helps more than just working hard in the weight room. That's the number one thing.
Are most of the supplements you take provided by the team, Rob, so you know it's been approved? Like, do you get them in the trainer's room, the protein shakes or whatever?
I mean, yeah, they definitely have, you know, the protein stuff for you, which is, you know, that's all approved through the NFL.
You've been released before, correct?
I definitely have. Yeah.
Yeah, you've never had anything handed to you. You're you know, you were a fifth-round draft pick. You've had to fight for everything. How tempted were you at any point, college or pro, to cheat?
No, I definitely never was because, you know, when it comes down to it, it's just your morals, you know, and the way you were brought up. And, you know, I was always taught as a kid to, you know, to fight for everything that you want and, you know, cheating isn't the way to do it, you know. So it's definitely a league where you want to be the biggest, strongest, fastest guy you can be. But for me, it's, you know, I want to do that legally, and, you know, I don't ever want to look back at my career and say, you know, this happened and this happened because I took this or because I made this choice. So, you know, it's just something that's been put in me as a child, you know, just to do the right thing at all the right times, you know.
So do you look at guys who have been caught and exposed as using performance-enhancing drugs differently? Do you think different about those people when you found out that they were cheating?
Well, I mean, there's a difference between, you know, a performance-enhancing drug that is, you know, it's not like steroids. You know, some guys are, you know, if they were taking steroids, it's different than something that, you know, really doesn't help you. Like, I guess Adderall, I mean, it's not like a steroid. So, you know, I guess that, you know, whatever it is, you know, it's obviously the NFL doesn't want it in you.
Do you think guys are doing steroids in the league?
No.
None? Nobody?
Nope. Not with the testing policies that they have.
How does the testing work? How much notice do you have, Rob? Do you know ahead of time? Is it scheduled? I know that's random, but how do you find out?
You walk in the locker room and you got a little note in your locker room and you go do it right there. And you got, you know, a couple hours to do it. So it's not like you can plan on it.
Will heat be a problem Sunday?
It's another former team of yours, Miami. When you played for the Dolphins, did you feel like you had an advantage on, you know, at home when it was hot?
You know, I think that obviously being, you know, in the weather every day, it's just like here. You know, we practice outside in the cold, and then the warm weather team, you know, comes up here, and then everyone says, hey, it's an advantage for the people that are from the cold weather. So, you know, it's not really – I'd definitely rather go from cold to – because it's not going to be super hot, you know. It's not, like, going to be 90 degrees. So, I think we'll be fine. You know, it'll be a beautiful day, and I think we'll be all right.
All right, Rob. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.